In the last 2 days, and especially today, Sri Aurobindo has come. His presence is unmistakable. You will feel a peace and a wideness, a depth of divine love. So let us invoke him and invoke the Mother, and even keep them in our witness self as we do the exercises. We begin with a hum. Should form it as beautifully as possible. You see, we have many ways of producing the A. Ma, ma, ma. So we have to caress the tone. We have to make it the most beautiful tone that we can make it. Ma. Let's try. Ma. Let's just do ma. Using the diaphragm to support the air column. Ma. And open your mouth wide as possible. Because that allows the tone freedom to go out and up. We have our jaw, which is a very recalcitrant fellow and likes to do its own thing. Just keep it out of the way. Ma. Should lie flat with the tip resting against the back of the lower teeth. If it gets back here, it's again blocking the tone. So we want freedom of the tone. Wide open. And yes, a smile does help. It lifts the cheeks and it brings about a better tone. Each of these exercises is hundreds of years old. To train singers in placement, in projection of the voice, in resonance, so they may sound a little funny at times, but they're very, very carefully thought out. And one more. And the last one. Some people are smiling. Ha, ha. Ha. I'm not so interested in the tone as I am in using the muscle. Let's go a little higher. It's the support of the entire air column. You feel the power that's coming in. So now we are going to do our usual chordal harmonies. And the reason for this is that we listen deeply to each other. We listen from within to each voice. So there's a seamless sound in each section. I'll just go like this, which divides you. Thank you. get more complicated, so that we can hear dissonance and hold the tone until that dissonance becomes a harmony of all our souls. The beautiful line in Savitri about the mother: all contraries prepare her harmony. Just as softly, the same chord on Om. Dissonant chord, and it became harmony. So I went through Savitri today, and the first quotation from book 7, the book of yoga, I've only chosen one line for all of us. Absorbed in wide communion with the unseen. Absorbed in wide communion with the unseen. Remember that we are all one sacred body of many tones, that any part of that body can begin if the music is felt descending, that although there are no wrong notes, those who don't hear quite clearly the tone or cannot reproduce it exactly, just sing a little bit more softly. Keep the Om as the purest offering we can make as one sacred body. communion of spiritual entities, a genius of creative immanence, makes all creation deeply intimate. A fourth dimension of aesthetic sense, where all is in ourselves, ourselves in all, to the cosmic wideness realigns our souls.
Thank you.
in moments when the inner lamps are lit and the life's cherished guests are left outside. Our spirit sits alone and speaks to its gulfs. A wider consciousness opens then its doors, invading from spiritual silences. A ray of the timeless glory stoops a while to commune with our seized, illumined clay and leaves its huge white stamp upon our lives. Two things will help us to go deeper. The first is to get rid of the mind and its ideas about good music, bad music, harmony, disharmony, cacophony, melody. Throw it out. The second is an aspiration for selflessness and eventually a true recognition that we are one spiritual body. Before I read the last quotation and we stand, I would like to quote again the first sentence of Sri Aurobindo's book, The Mother. There are two powers that alone in their conjunction can affect the great and difficult thing which is the aim of our endeavor, a fixed and unfailing aspiration that calls from below and a supreme grace from above that answers. Always the power poured back like sudden rain, or slowly in his breast a presence grew. It clambered back to some remembered height or soared above the peak from which it fell. Each time he rose, there was a larger poise, a dwelling on a higher spirit plane. The light remained in him a longer space. In this oscillation between earth and heaven, in this ineffable communion's climb, there grew in him, as grows a waxing moon, the glory of the integer of his soul, a union of the real with the unique, a gaze of the alone from every face, the presence of the eternal in the hours, widening the mortal mind's half-look on things, bridging the gap between man's force and fate, made whole the fragment being we are here. In this last om, let us begin very softly, an almost ethereal sound, and allow whatever music comes down to come as it will, giving ourselves up in a joyous surrender and adoration.